You don't mess with anybody from the Greatest Generation. You don't. You don't mess with a World War II vet. 88-year-old World War II vet, Biagio Ciccone. I hope that's how you say it.
Ciccone.
He lives in New Jersey, and a week ago Sunday, he was at home with his 83-year-old wife, Mary, when an unidentified woman showed up on their front porch. I'll let him tell you the rest of the story. On the phone with us right now is Mr. Ciccone. Is that how you say your name, sir? Ciccone?
That's right. Biagio Ciccone.
Ciccone.
That's right.
Biagio, thanks so much for coming on with us.
You're quite welcome, sir.
World War II vet.
That is correct.
Where'd you serve?
South Pacific.
Oh, God bless you.
The Asiatic Pacific campaign.
Man, that
island hopping.
Yep. So, boy, that.
I've been there 4 years.
Thank you for all your service.
You're welcome, sir.
I don't think people realize how brutal that part of the war was.
That was one of the worst.
Well, that was brutal there.
Well, I guess after that, nothing much scares you.
Not that's for sure.
take us through this amazing story. And as we said when you were coming on, sir, you don't mess with a World War II vet.
No, I guess not. I've had a lot of training and action there, so I carried it with me all the way home.
Even though you may use a motorized chair from time to time, a cane.
I do use that, yes.
A week ago Sunday, you were with your 83-year-old wife, Mary, and yes. I want you to tell us a story. There was a knock at the door.
There was a knock at the door, and then I went and opened the door. There was a young lady there, about 18 years old, which she said she was.
Right.
She said she worked for the parish church.
Right.
And they sent her, she said, the priest sent her here to check and see if I need anything.
Was she well-dressed? Was she well-kept?
Well, she wasn't well-dressed, but she seemed clean, and that way it was fine.
Sure.
I said, well, what did you need? She said, well, the priest wants to know if I need anything. I said, need anything? I don't need anything. I have my prayer book here. I have everything I need. She said, may I come in? I said, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come in, have a seat in the living room. She said, no, well, let's go in the kitchen.
You didn't suspect anything at this point in time?
At that point, no, I did not.
Okay.
But when she got in the kitchen, she gave me a long history, her history, home history about a boyfriend beating her up, her father. Her grandfather was in the Army, was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
A dog bit her. See, I have a Pomeranian here. When she saw that Pomeranian outside, she was, get that dog away from me. She says, get that. Well, I put my dog, my little dog, in the breezeway, my home.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, she's carried on in the kitchen of all her home problems. So I listened for a while, but I was getting bored. And I walked out, and she was blocking she wouldn't let me. I said, kindly move, let me out. Because you had to go in the dining room and into the living room.
Right.
So I got up, went out.
You had enough of that nonsense.
I had enough, right. I said, this is boring. I said, let me get out of there.
Right.
And I was thinking, how am I going to get rid of this broad? Get her out of the door.
Right.
Yeah, well, I was sitting there. So as I looked ahead of me, and there's my big picture window, I see three people crawling. Oh, I said, well, something's going on here. I immediately dropped my cane, went to the door. Oh, my God, there they were, carrying my safe out of my house.
Hold it now, hold it. Who's cutting your safe out of your house? How many
two
people?
Women, yes. Two women, and a man about 40 years old, two women about 50 years old. They were lifting this thing and trying to rush it to go down the steps to get into the driveway where they were parked. Well, I went into action immediately. I ran. I can't run because I have a cane. I don't know that the blood rushed up and poof, out I went out into after them.
Okay, now so who
like a rocket?
Right. So you're going after two women and two men?
Yes, they were. My safe was pretty heavy, and they had it in sort of heavy canvas. They must have carried with them.
Okay.
and one on one side, one on the other. When I got down there, I almost shoved them down, and there they wouldn't let go. They were pushing me. They pushed me. The guy pushed me once. When he pushed me once, he had it. Then I got to him. But then I had the women that they scratched my. I never felt it. They with their nail, they must have went in deeply into my arm, you know?
Right. Yeah, times have changed with these broads.
Oh, man. I couldn't take it anymore, and I fight them off. And then all of a sudden, he's disabled. How in the hell did he come out here and start fighting with me?
Yeah. Now let me stop you right there, Biagio.
Yeah.
Your lovely wife, Mary, of she's 83. What was she doing during this time?
She was in the house. So I'm looking for someone to call the police.
Yeah.
You know? And finally, my wife comes out. When I said, "Please come to the area, call the police immediately." Well, when they heard the police, he got in his SUV, Lexus.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
Lexus.
He got there, and then the women still wouldn't let go. So I guess he blew the horn. He made a motion for them. They all ran and got in, and off they went. Like a bat out of hell, they took off.
According to the story, the guy that pushed you, you were able to get off a good shot, a good sock at him. Where did you hit him at?
I hit him in the chest because he moved back on me. You know, I would have got him in the chin where I wanted to.
But he moved back a little bit.
You caught him in the chest. He didn't swing at me at all. All he did was push, trying to push me around, you know. I wouldn't take that pushing around.
No.
Yeah, he took you for an easy mark.
Right, he did, but he found out differently.
Yeah, that's right.
He was dumbfounded when he saw that I was able to do what I did.
Yeah, and fight back, and actually fight back, and you probably scared the bejesus out of him.
Oh, he did, and he backed off.
Now let me.
Then he heard the police. He took off on me.
Now let me ask you this, because the women continued to scuffle with you. When did they finally give up?
They didn't want to give up. That's safe.
No.
Then it fell to the ground. I said, "Thank God," and they left. I got my property back, and I was very happy about that.
You know, God forbid, you know, all this time has passed, and you at the age of 88 have to deal with this guy coming into your house acting like a damn Tojo stooge.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. They took off. They ran off empty-handed. You protected your house, your wife, your belongings.
And then you know what the guy did?
What?
He took off in a nip tin can.
Yes. Now, you haven't heard those words in years, have you?
That's right.
Now, after they go off in the nip tin can, the thing is, according to the latest story that we got, these clown asses haven't been caught yet. Have they got a suspect yet? Have they caught these people?
No, but I gave them an excellent sketch of this man. But the women, I wasn't too. I was more, you know, they could have taken out a knife from under their clothing, or he could have had a gun and he could have shot me right there. I had nothing.
What about your neighborhood? Has a few other houses been hit with?
Not in the immediate neighborhood here. Maybe a few blocks away, one side, south side or the north side.
Right.
How long you been there?
46 years, sir.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, man.
And I'm married 61 years.
My
anniversary was Saturday.
Congratulations. 61 years.
61 years.
Now, let me ask you, before you went overseas, were you dating your wife?
No, I wasn't. I met my wife after I got home in late 46.
That's good timing.
I was married in 48.
Okay, let me ask you, though, and I know your wife can't hear the conversation, Biagio, but when you went overseas, did you leave a girl behind?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's because I, you know, reading about, you know, Tom Brokaw and the Greatest Generation, many of you men, fighting men that went overseas, you had that girl, and it was like, wait till I come back, or got married before you went overseas.
Right, no, I didn't get married before because I just met my wife. My girlfriend was about 3-4 months. She said, "When will you get back?" She wanted to get married.
Sure.
Because she's... she was getting up in age, you know. And
yeah, she was getting ready to turn 20, and that's an old maid.
That's right.
Yeah, back in those days,
yeah,
sure.
In those days, you got to marry young. So you came back after the war, and in 46, you married Mary. And,
no, 48 I married Mary.
In 48, did you start dating in 46?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. And with living in your home for as long as you have, all those years of marriage, let me ask a couple of guys like Haney and I, who have tried a few times at marriage, and it just didn't last.
Well, the problem, Stan, is that women don't know their place anymore.
What is what's the secret?
My wife knew her place.
Yeah.
Whatever she said, it's okay with me. We got along well. The idea is... You got to go 50-50.
Uh-huh. So you got to give
her,
in.
I'll do her share. She does her share, I do my share.
Right.
And we never had any qualms. I'm living, and she's very happy, and she's right there to help me every
God
moment
bless
of
you.
The day when I can't.
So,
when I have problems.
So you think the secret to a long and fruitful marriage is 50-50?
That's right. You got to get along.
That's amazing.
If you don't get along, forget about it.
You.
Then it's time to leave.
Yeah.
That's saying something, though, but you haven't felt like you had to leave for 61 years.
Not for 61 years. I'm here to stay for good.
Biagio, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Sir, can I have a CD of this?
I think we can get. I'm going to put. I'll put you on hold. You can talk to our producer, and he'll send you something.
Do you want us to edit out the part about the gal?
Yeah, take the gal.
You probably want to play.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, because you probably want to play it for your lovely bride.
Right.
Right,
and you don't want to hear about the gal that got away and all that stuff.
Right, right.
Okay,
yeah,
so we'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'll put you.
Never happened.
Never happened, Biagio. That
okay.
That part of the conversation never happened. And,
right.
And I'll put you on hold with our producer, and he'll make arrangements.
And take it easy on the producer. He's a real tenderfoot.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Hold
thank
on.
You. All right. Thank you so very, very much.
You
okay?
Got it, Biagio. Hold on the line. Hold on.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Your day just about done. Ours just beginning. And as I like to call it, Wednesday Eve. It's a Tuesday, election day. I'm worried about this election. I'm worried about all of them. I'm worried about all of them.
Well, you were, you know, the last time in November that we were talking about an election, you were worried about an election. How did I end the show?
Yeah.
I said, Stan, don't worry about it.
Yep, 2 years ago.
You wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to be dealing with President-elect Trump.
Now,
and you remember what you said to me?
I would love that to happen. I voted to make that happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
See, it's all fake news. Fake news, folks.
So I'm at the gas station today.
Wait a second. Did you go to a gasoline station unescorted?
Yes.
Because there could be a crowd that pushed back on you.
Yeah, well, there was a crowd there.
Did they push back on you and tell you you are not welcome anymore anywhere?
Because I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm at the gas station. I'm in one of the middle big islands. And there's a lot of the construction guys, you know, getting ready to go to work, getting ready to do their thing. And they're all talking. They're all saying, you vote. And that part I like. Everybody wanted to get out and vote.
Yeah.
The only thing that they could talk about for the, I don't know, minute and a half that they were there and I were there at the same time was Bill Nelson's our guy.
You kidding?
And this is why I'm saying.
Construction guys? They know better.
We're Nelson. we're Bill Nelson. And I'm like, what the? By the way, did you see what Nelson's up to? This guy doesn't like to leave his house. And when he's in the U.S. Senate, he just sits there. He was back in his old stomping grounds with his old original sign from 40 years ago. Hi, I'm Bill Nelson. And he was standing out on a street corner.
Nelson's neighbors.
Yep. These are construction workers. These are, you know, and Nelson?
Did you see Andrew Gillum's midnight rally?
Well, I knew he had one. Where'd he go?
Maybe Junior can help us out with this. Do you know who some of these people are?
Yeah, you know these people. These libs.
Well, there's P. Diddy showed up.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I know. There were a lot of people that showed up.
Can you look that up, Junior, and see who was at Andrew Gillum's midnight rally and see if we know any of the entertainers that were there? Because there were so many.
I'll look it up.
And I know P. Diddy, a lot of them performed, but P. Diddy made a brief speech in which he said, I wanted you to know I'm not supporting him because he's black.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
That's the clip that I saw.
What?
But then he had...
just vote. Please vote.
So many entertainers. you know, I guess you'd say that they're... hip-hop entertainers.
Yeah.
I didn't see any country artists, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You didn't see a Brad Paisley showing up. And
No, you didn't see a Brad Paisley out there.
I don't know. Lighting wasn't great either. It was a little dark.
Just get out and vote. You know what? Here's what the thing.
And I guess they're superstar. And it was that, you remember I asked you if I'm supposed to know who Tiffany Haddish is?
Yeah. Was she there?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was there?
It was P. Diddy, DJ Khaled, Angela.
Wasn't that DJ Khalid?
It's Khaled.
It's supposed to sound DJ more Middle Eastern. Khalid?
Sure. Angela Rye and Tiffany Haddish.
Is that pronounced correctly?
I don't know. I've never heard that
name before.
I think
it's Tiffany Haddish.
Oh. Then it's DJ Khaled.
Yes.
And Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.
Oh, people got to vote. You got to vote.
What was he doing?
Oh, Fat Joe was there, too.
You remember Fat Joe.
Yeah, I saw Fat Joe at a boxing match once.
What was his big hit? Pounding that ass? Was that what it was?
Yeah. Fat Joe.
Yeah, okay. You know, the president had a rally of his own.
Darn right he did.
I believe Lee Greenwood was there in person.
Yep, proud to be an American. We'll be back.
Where at least I know I'm free for now.
Speaking of that, I want to thank our buddy Ken.
Ken, magnificent job.
Over there at Master Bait and Tackle in Bonita Springs. They've been there forever.
I remember when they opened.
Yep, and he came by the radio station today with a couple of special Master Bait and Tackle shirts for us with some special sayings in the back about America.
You know my favorite.
I do know. That's my favorite, too. And so, Ken, we want to thank you for that, buddy. We greatly appreciate it over there at Master Bait and Tackle.
It's good to know that, you know, there are good guys out there like Ken running businesses, being proud Americans.
We'll be back. We are Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Mm. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
We took that hill, though.
Yeah, we did. Hey, everybody. And we'll take more hills, okay? Because as soon as you climb over one hill and go down the other side, somehow somebody puts a bigger one in front of you. Well, we'll take it. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, but the flamethrower broke down, and you know how they are in those tunnels on the next hill.
Yeah, I know. Coming up on
rats.
Yeah, coming up on the show in about an hour. You know him, you love him. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law going to come in and help you with your legal questions.
You know,
ain't a person alive that don't have somebody crawling up their ass and need some legal advice, and that's why Chinopoulos comes in every Tuesday.
You know, you have some sort of degree in psychology.
Yeah, some sort.
And I was just counseling a young man. Is it possible for a man to turn a woman gay? Turn her into a lesbian? Because I don't think you could actually do that.
There are some that are so dissatisfied when they feel the touch of a woman, they say, what have I been missing all these years?
So,
but I don't know about turning them.
Junior, I don't think you could actually turn her into a lesbian.
Oh, holy. What?
I think it happened. I mean.
here's my.
Well, what, did you do something wrong?
Did you turn someone lesbian?
I tried my best.
Look, all women.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you have to repeat it?
But all women are crazy, but all women
are capable of anything.
Capable of anything, and all women are not opposed to being with another woman.
You're saying they're inherently sapphic?
Yes. Now, a guy, look.
No.
You got a gay guy, he's gay. There isn't a straight guy that wants to be staring at a hairy ass. There ain't one. But you go with a woman, and she'll go, oh, well, a guy can give me a lot of things, but I can feel just as comfortable around a woman.
And plus, and I've never understood it, because even though it's not in the man's interest, they will go and make out with a girl knowing that not only do they get the girl's attention, but they get the male attention as well. Go, hey, look at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like you go, well, don't you realize that means she probably doesn't want anything to do with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like to watch.
Sick. Well, you know, it's not sick. Let me hold on. Hold on a second.
Because you're the expert.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If I went back into the profession, I'd have to go to school for another 6 years.
But I just, I didn't want Junior to be carrying this around with him thinks he turned a girl gay.
No. Now, to spite you, they would say that. Well, it was you that drove me to a woman.
They're capable of anything.
They're capable of anything. So, but don't beat yourself up.
You shouldn't be carrying that around with yourself.
Don't beat yourself up about that. There's nothing.
I don't think he.
They would have gone to the woman anyway.
It wouldn't be a performance issue, would it? If he was so awkward.
As I said, I tried my best.
Well, that's all you can do, son.
practice.
Grab bag.
Be all right, Junior.
We're out to you by the Pewter Mug North. Just remember, everybody, it's Erection Day.
That's a hell of a thing to carry around, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Not your fault.
No, it isn't your fault. Oh, look at this, our favorite girl. Her Thanksgiving's already ruined. It's not even here yet.
Bring on the drama.
And her sister.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, great. My sister's already invited her latest guy to Thanksgiving dinner with the family. Let me see, what number so-called boyfriend would this be in the past year and a half? At least the 20th, and that's being nice. I don't even learn their names anymore. She sends me pictures of each one, and now it looks like a mug book of the lucky ones that got away. Maybe I should show this guy all these pics at dinner. Hey, pal, ever been in a running club with 100 other guys? Well, guess what? Now you are. Run. I don't want to say my sister's been around the track a few times, but she'd make the guys in NASCAR think that they were wasting their time. It's a couple weeks till Thanksgiving, and my sister's already ruined it.
Yep.
Oh, wait. A couple weeks? She'll break up with him by then.
Yep.
And if not, maybe they can bring pie.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Absolute Law text line. Junior, ask Dave. I'm sure he turns them gay.
Now, that's a different issue.
Whole different issue. You know what? I admire this woman. At Sunday's Milwaukee Bucks game, a woman in the crowd.
The urinal?
No. At Sunday.
No, that was a football game.
Yes. At Sunday's Milwaukee Bucks game, a woman in the crowd had to name as many cheeses as possible in 30 seconds. She named 27 different kinds of cheese in 30 seconds.
Vardy, American, Asiago, Barstacone, Buffalo, smoked Swiss, cream cheese, string cheese, cottage cheese, Brie, feta, goat, Munster, Colby Jack, Colby, Pepper Jack, I don't know.
Some of those were made up.
Like string cheese?
Buffalo.
Buffalo cheese. I think that's a real cheese.
No, it's not.
Buffalo cheese. You are 106 years old.
Yes, I am. Secret's out.
Where do you want to go and hang out? Well, at your favorite restaurant. Woman in Phoenix named, if this isn't old people's names, because they named them different 100 years ago. Mertis Jewell. Mertis Jewell Painter just turned 106, and her friends said, hey, where do you want to go? We'll take you anywhere you want. Went to her favorite place.
What's it like to be 106? I don't walk as good. I think Taco Bell is a good place to come to. I really do.
What does she want to do? Wanted to go to Taco Bell.
Fit for human consumption.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the grade D, and we do.
You marinated enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the
It's better than being served jackfruit.
Yep. Yep. If you haven't seen the footage of this, it's so disturbing. A FedEx driver was delivering a package in Louisiana back on October 26th. Parked in front of a house, and wouldn't you know it, in the street, found a baby crawling underneath his truck, unattended. So he recorded himself, for safety reasons, taking the baby back inside. The mom, completely oblivious to a wandering baby under a UPS truck.
I thought they were supposed to have instincts.
Says it was her mom's house and basically blames her mom for leaving the doors open. How about somebody watch the kid?
This baby is right under my tire. And the parents ain't nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Once again, balls to the trucker.
By herself. Look. Hey. Come on. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, this baby was under my truck.
Oh,
I didn't even see her till I seen the dog.
Oh my God.
I got out and I seen her under the tire, like crawling.
Girl, come on now.
Man.
I thought I had her trapped.
No, she was
had
under.
Her trapped.
I got out the truck. I was like, I looked. It scared me at first. And I was like, I thought I seen the dog, but the dog
what
was gone.
Hear?
Yeah.
So I seen her and she
it
ran
would,
up
on me. Hey, it would have scared the me too. I
would have
been twerking too.
Yeah, that's nice talking around a kid like that.
Baby, man. She was under the truck.
Dude.
I'm glad I was paying attention because if I'd have backed up, she would have been out of here.
Yeah.
And I'd have been in trouble, man. All right. Y'all might want to keep that door shut because she active. She could have been.
This is my mom's house. She has everything open. She has all the doors, all the windows, all of it.
Yeah, she active. She might need to be in a playpen.
I do have a playpen. It's out on the back
porch. Then put her in it. Then put her in it.
Y'all be cool.
Jeez. Now, see, there's an example. That woman probably should have turned gay, and then we wouldn't have to worry about little baby underneath the UPS truck.
Well, you know, that's the whole purpose of the homosexual agenda, is it's actually driven by the elitist. You know, they started with Margaret Sanger and abortion, that wasn't working well enough.
Yeah.
And they said, we need to turn everybody gay.
Right.
And then they saw that wasn't working well enough, and they said, hey, let's make them be transgender. And everybody goes, what do you mean, transgender? Is that even possible? Yes. Here's how we do it.
Yeah.
Then the next thing you know, you got a guy in jail in Texas, and you got the guards having to look in the shorts to see where it's supposed to go. And then they get sued.
Yep. The New Orleans Saints got a nice hefty penalty for that touchdown celebration against
the
Rams.
Well, that's just stupid.
Where Michael Thomas grabbed a cell phone.
You know what the rule changes?
Yeah.
You have to go so far out of your way to get a penalty now because they said, all right, you can do whatever celebration you want
except
within
this,
reason.
This one ain't. The penalty got a touchdown. Michael Thomas grabbed a cell phone he had hidden under the goalpost before the game. And it's on the phone making a call. He claims, hey, you know what? I got penalized for that. I was just paying an homage
to Joe Horn.
To Joe Horn of the Saints back in 2003 when he had hidden a telephone in his football pads. Here's where it happened.
Michael Thomas just simply runs right by him, and you know, the Saints are going to be penalized for this celebration at the end of the play using a prop. That's very uncharacteristic of Michael Thomas, the cell phone that he hid prior to the game. This is too big of a game to be risking those kinds of yards.
You tell him, Troy Aikman. I guess they got in touch after the game when Horn heard about it. He said that he teared up when he saw it. Teared up, man.
Man, this is idiocy.
Yeah.
Teared up, did he?
Yeah.
Very emotional man, I guess.
Yeah, leave it to Pam Anderson to tell the Me Too movement enough's enough.
Thank you, Pammy.
All right, she was on 60 Minutes Australia, where she says, this hashtag Me Too is just a complete bore.
I think this feminism can go too far. I'm a feminist, but I think that this third wave feminism is a bore. I think it paralyzes men. I think that this Me Too movement is a bit too much for me. I'm sorry. I'll probably get killed for saying that.
You will.
My mother taught me.
You will.
Don't go to a hotel with a stranger. If someone answers the door in a bathrobe and it's supposed to be a business meeting, maybe I should go with somebody else.
You're talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. I think that some things are just common sense. Or if you go in, get the job. So I'm Canadian. I'm going to speak my mind, okay? I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm not politically correct.
I've seen you over the years, baby. You have spoken a lot of things.
I love the fact that she goes, I'm Canadian. I speak my mind. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think I mentioned on the show before, she's not the only one. Camille Paglia, who was a historic feminist, says the same thing. Says they've lost their minds.
Yep. Come on. All right, a couple of things musically.
And you know what her specific thing is? This man-hating.
Yeah.
Because that's not what it's about. Wake up.
Let me tell you, there have been man-haters long before the hashtag MeToo. You just knew them and stayed away from them.
Yep. But then, you know, somebody like Junior comes along. Yep. He means well.
Yep.
And something goes wrong. We don't know exactly what. And then all of a sudden, you got another man-hater.
Yep. Yep.
He didn't mean anything by that. No.
You're going to be hearing this song this Christmas. Eric Clapton decided to make his own version of White Christmas coming out for the holidays. Here's a little sample of Clapton and his version of White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten, children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Kiss, still doing it right. They're going on all the shows. They're going on all the TV shows. Singing their classic stuff.
You know, they know their way around. You know, this is a band that's played Mike Douglas.
Yep, that's right. They were on Corden last night and asked James Corden to come up and sing with them, too, as they did Rock and Roll All Night. But James Corden put his own lyrics to it. Here's Kiss and James Corden last night. On the, what is it, the late show.
Something.
More than two drinks is a big mistake. Can't fall asleep and get the worst headache. I got work tomorrow, let's not get crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. Come on, everybody, sing. Wanna rock and roll on. Party every day. I wanna rock and roll one night. Then get to bed around eight.
I'll say it again. You got a lot of these super bands that go out and they want to go on these big tours. They won't go and do regular TV. Kiss says, we're going to go on every single late night show there is as we're kicking off this thing, and they love it.
You see, Stan, when you work for Mr. Simmons.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Here's the deal. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, maybe pick up a prize. I'll also tell you about a nasty school bus stop fight between two adults in
at
front
the
of
school
kids.
Bus?
Yeah, local beat. Then later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chiannopoulos is here to help you. That's the only reason he comes here. He All says, right. I want to go and help some people out. And then later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Today, all movies about, running for office. We've got some good ones. No, it is not.
You're not going to have the one about President Haney?
Maybe. Or Stan
Remember
and Haney.
Remember how the other guy always hated Haney?
Yeah. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. We'll see if we can get to some of your phone calls. Area code 239-277-9600.
Did you see that MSNBC did it again?
Yeah, what, the handicap parking?
No, where they put up a graphic showing the results of the Florida governor's race with 99% reporting. They had all the numbers.
They posted that?
Yes.
Who won?
99% reporting, too close to call.
Ah.
Andrew Gillum with 49.4 and DeSantis with 48.7.
Mm.
I think that's what it was, but yeah. Close enough.
They just let it slip out. They'll put it back up tonight.
And then they had to, of course, do an apology on that and explain that that was just a misfire.
Right.
That's what they called it. Yeah. It was a misfire.
Unbelievable. I got a letter, I got a story I want to read you out of Northport. But before I get to that, I got on a personal level. I am by no means endorsing these people, and I hesitated in doing it, but
I don't like this.
Most of my life, I was a Hanes and Fruit of the Loom guy. Still mm-hmm. am.
Sure.
You go into my unspeakable drawer, and there's Hanes.
The unmentionables.
Yeah, and Fruit of the Loom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing the ad on TV.
Your male accoutrements.
Yeah. What's the other? Yeah, sure. I see the ad on TV about this Tommy John underwear. Oh, it's going to be the greatest underwear you've ever worn.
I thought that was only if you had surgery.
What do you mean? No, it's not a kind of orthopedic or something like that. No.
Well, you said it's Tommy John?
Not the baseball player. Oh. Not the surgery. It's the...
Because I had a pair of Bo Jackson's, and that got me through a rough
period. It's this underwear.
And it's by Tommy John?
Yeah, the name of the company is Tommy John, and where I would pay maybe $5.99 for a three-pack of Fruit of the Loom,
yeah,
these things are like 28 bucks a piece.
Oh, thank you, no.
Well, hold on. So I'm hearing it, and they said,
unless they got a built-in catheter.
Well, pretty close. They said, most comfortable pair you're ever going to wear. It's got the patented waistband that doesn't roll.
You're not the kind of guy to fall for that kind of.
I'm not. That's why I didn't go buy a bunch of them or join the Tommy John Club. I said, I'm going to get.
Well, they got a club?
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll send you a bunch of them at a discount.
What are you, a girl?
Yeah, that's the way it is. It
does. Like a lingerie club.
It's kind of like that. So I get in the mail yesterday my pair of Tommy Johns, and I'm like, well, what's so special about these? Well, it's a big deal. So I got up this morning, getting dressed, as Dave the Waterman likes to say. Yeah, I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. Idiot. But I threw on the Tommy Johns. I'm not kidding you. Best pair of underwear I've ever worn in my life. Best pair of underwear. I have never felt comfort. This thing tucks and grabs and
lifts
holds
and separates.
Yep. And it's like, is this for real? Is this?
Are they tidy whities or boxers? Or a boxer brief?
For years I was the boxer brief guy. But I had to stop wearing those personal reasons.
Injury?
Yeah, it can turn into a problem. I need the support.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're the briefs.
Yeah, I may have to go that way if they get any lower.
I know. And so you just go, and it's all for comfort.
And especially with my voice, it intimidates people.
So I've switched to probably the last year, 2 years, I've switched to the briefs. And yeah, they'll rub you, they'll chafe you the wrong way. These... I can't describe it. Now, will I buy another pair? Hell no. I just tried these on, paid the 28 bucks, and put them on.
You tried them on?
No, I'm wearing them now. 100% cotton.
No, but I mean, did you try them on in the store?
No, they send them to you.
Because I didn't think they'd let you try on underpants.
Hell no. Not unless you're, you have a barrier.
Non-permeable?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm telling you, it's they're amazing.
That was my problem, is that it was permeable, yeah. That you have to have a non-permeable barrier.
Yeah, yeah. They send them to you. It's amazing. Best pair of underwear I've ever owned in my life. And
well, good for you.
So I just pass that along. I'm not going to pay another $28.
So, yeah, I never thought about that with the boxers. So if you get some support, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Feels great.
I hate the tidy-whities.
Yeah, I know. I was never a big fan until I had to. Dateline Northport. Headline. I believe this is from NBC2. Here's the headline. Very little information on this. It's nasty. And, of course, we have a bunch of kids that can't handle nasty stuff. Broken coffee mug used as shank in fight between adults at school bus stop.
That sounds like a prison
Yeah,
fight.
It does.
Not a bus stop fight.
Dateline Northport. Two women, capable of anything, two women were rushed to the hospital after using a broken coffee mug as a weapon during a fight in front of dozens of children at a school bus stop in Northport this morning. The fight began around 7:45 a.m. at the corner of Arrow Avenue and Eager Street, when at some point a coffee mug was shattered. The women used the broken pieces of the mug as shanks. After the fight, this fight was so bad. After the fight, one of the women needed to be airlifted as a trauma patient to the hospital.
Jesus.
The other woman was also hospitalized. Officials said that as a result of the fight, the students at the bus stop who witnessed this altercation needed counseling once they got to school. Police have not identified the women involved or what led to the fight.
Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went.
You've got to be kidding me.
And there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock.
277-9600.
It's a crazy world we live in, Stan.
Sick. It's sick. 277-9600. Here's what we got for you.
I won't be
you.
Sorry to see the last of that Phil Bredesen, though.
We have, look at what's coming up on November 17th. The Taste of Bonita.
I heard they got a big act coming in.
Music and food, and the headliner for this year's Taste of Bonita, former Bad Company lead singer Brian Howe.
With all the hit?
With all the hit. So if you want a pair of tickets to that, we got them. This is what I love. Aaron Walker said, can I give you guys a prize? Yeah, well, what do you got for us? He says, how about I give your listeners who get the one a prize, 3-day car rental at Naples.
You know
Nissan.
What that'd be great for?
What?
Like if Junior gets a date, he could get the rental so they don't see what he really drives.
Perfect. Let me tell you something about Junior. He drives a nice car. He just doesn't take care of it.
What I detailed.
When did you detail it?
I detailed it this weekend.
Yourself?
It's spotless. I paid someone.
Okay. That's good. You should have.
Yeah, but detail doesn't mean much if you're still hauling around the robe and all that stuff.
Yeah. So we got the car rental.
Is the robe out of the car?
The robe's in the trunk.
All right. A lot of stuff in that trunk.
You might want to put some Febreze in there if you're going to keep that robe.
Naples Nissan car rental. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Stan and Haney Babacusa will give you a bottle of that. 277-9600.
You think anybody voted?
Yeah, Absolute Law text line. Guy just texted, I voted red.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. This is gonna be. And you know, let me. We won't know until tomorrow.
I feel good, and it's not based on nothing. In the presidential election, the only poll that had it right was Rasmussen.
Yeah.
And I looked at their website last night, and they're the only one nationwide generic ballot for the first time this season, R plus one. And more important than that, they did a survey in October, and basically their poll was to see if people would be vocal about their political opinions. Overwhelming majority of Democrats are going to tell you who they voted for and all that. Your Republicans, much less, and independents, out of all of them, they don't say nothing to nobody.
Nobody's beeswax. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What's going on, sweetheart?
I'm on my way to the podiatrist.
What's wrong with your foot?
Oh, I have diabetes. I got to get my nails trimmed.
Oh, sorry.
That's not fun.
That's not going to
fun. Not at all.
I hope you're going to go for a treat after or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. I guess I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, give yourself something to look forward to. Yeah,
you don't have a bunion, do you?
No, sir.
Okay, just checking. What can we get you, sweetheart?
You know what I would love? I've never had a pewter mug.
You're going to love it.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Hold on. You know, anybody that's got to go to the podiatrist suffering from the diabetes
and is
bunion free. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, gentlemen, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I just want to tell you, talking about your tidy whities there.
There's a
Duluth Trading Company got some fine drawers.
Yeah, I also have seen the ads for them. They brag on their drawers as well. And what do those things run?
About $16, man.
Okay, so about half of what Tommy John.
Ballpark.
All right. Still expensive for a pair of drawers, but...
Yeah, they last, though, man. They last.
Yeah, well, you know what?
And believe me, I'll wear them out, bud.
I got an opinion of my own. Whatever it is they happen to have at Costco, whenever I buy, you know, a three-pack of whatever they happen to have, that's pretty good stuff, too.
That's what I've done my entire life. You know? Let's take one more, and then we got to make room for Mike Giannopoulos. Ahoy, who's this?
Nick, ahoy.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
I'm not too bad. I'm on my way to vote, and I haven't had much information on this Marcy's Law. So I was hoping maybe you could give me a little information.
Well, you're supposed
to. Y'all are very intelligent. So.
You're supposed to vote yes on no, and no on yes,
and yes on every all of that stuff.
I know.
Go red.
When, because we had the mail-in ballots, and we're trying to read them and figure out what the hell
you're
they're trying to accomplish.
You're reading these amendments, and you don't even understand what they're saying, and they tie two in together, one you agree upon and one you don't agree upon.
Well, growing up, I was told I was Democrat, and so I actually grew a brain for myself and realized I'm actually, I guess, a Republican.
Oh, thank God.
Amen, brother, and thank you for voting.
I'm in favor of both indoor vaping and offshore drilling.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone lines are going to stay open, okay? But it's going to be for Mike Giannopoulos of Absolute Law. Once a week, we bring in Mike. He's an attorney. Whatever's going on in your life, family law, child support, alimony, visitation with the kids, the holidays are coming up, and she wants to fight you on where the kids go for the holidays. You've gotten a DUI. You're dealing with some criminal stuff.
You know what? They don't need to spend the holidays with Rick.
Yep.
They need to be with their father.
That's right. You're dealing with veterans issues. Anything that where somebody's got foot on your neck, rest assured they have an attorney. Mike Giannopoulos is here to talk to you about what you need to do. If you want to talk to Mike, he's going to be taking your phone calls, 277-9600. Mike Giannopoulos from Absolute Law is next here on the Stan and Haney Show.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't.
Mm-hmm.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Well, here we are, Stan. It's election day, or as I like to call it, Recount Eve.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's going to be recounts. It's going to be all on. Trust me, this is far from over. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney and in studio with us, as he is every Tuesday afternoon at this time, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He is Esquire, attorney at law, a lawyer, and he comes into the studio once a week to help you. He's a busy man. He's got lots of things going on, and he wants to make himself available to our audience at least once a week so that if there's something going on, he realizes not everybody has a lawyer on retainer and that you can just pick up the phone and there he is.
And he is a Renaissance man.
Yep.
He is an attorney. He has been a judge.
Yep.
He has served with honor in the military, celestial navigator, singer, dancer, entertainer, juggler.
By the way, Ken from Masturbate and Tackle said to say hi.
Hey, Ken Strazin. What a great guy.
He
came by today before the show and said, Mike's in today, isn't he? And I said, yeah. He said, be sure you say hi for me. I said, will do.
Well, hello, Ken.
You brought up one thing.
I love to frequent Masturbate and Tackle.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a great
place. We all love
been there forever. We talked about all the qualities that Mike Chinopoulos has, and you did bring up one of those things.
Sculptor?
No. Singer. Yeah.
I can help. Your DUI, your divorce, your custody, child
these people,
support.
Then when I said you were coming on, they are waiting, and we're going to begin with Joanne, who has been waiting the longest. She's on line one. Joanne, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
What do you got for us today?
Okay, I was married for over 20 years and got divorced, and I retained the house in the divorce. And then a few years later, we ended up rekindling and getting back together. And I think I jumped the gun.
Whoa.
Well, maybe not. But I put his name back like on the deed of the house as kind of like a good faith. But I started thinking to myself, what if things don't work? Would I have to go through an entire process again to get his name off the house?
Oh, yeah. And you're going to have to pay him half the equity in it, too.
Stop it.
Oh, man, that's a lot of good faith.
So let's say your house is worth $300,000 and you owe $100,000 on the mortgage. Well, you have $200,000 of net equity or equity. So if you didn't remarry, right?
No, I'm back with the same guy.
Right. But you didn't remarry.
No.
Okay, so you're not married, but you put his name on the deed. So now he owns half of that house. And so if you guys split up, he says to you, I want my half of the house. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's worth $300. There's only $100 owed on it. I want $100,000 out of this house. And if you don't give it to me, I'll just go to a lawyer, file a partition action, and that's what'll happen. The judge will either make you sell it or buy me out.
Yep. There's a big difference between deed and mortgage.
Yeah.
Who's paying the mortgage
asset
and who's
and
on
debt.
The deed?
Yeah,
and the deed is who has the right to own or possess the property. The mortgage is who they can kick out if the note's not paid,
correct.
And the note is who owes the bank the money. So I can be on your deed, but not on your promissory note. I own the property, but I'm not responsible for paying it. Only you are.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway,
call me. I appreciate it.
You know what? You're a nice lady.
Yeah, I will.
I hope it works out for you.
But if you
I do too.
If you have questions like that, Joanne, call me, 239-ASK-MIKE. I'm glad to answer them.
Yes, I have your number. I wrote it down during the commercial.
Great.
Awesome. Thank you, Joanne. I know it, but good thing.
She loves him.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I just hope he loves her as much.
Seems to me that to suggest that someone put me on their deed as an act of good faith might be an act of bad faith.
No, the way that I understood what she said, she did it voluntarily as an act of good faith. He didn't ask her to.
They were both on
the
deed.
Why would you do that?
She went and paid to get him off the deed when they broke up. They rekindled their relationship and as good faith put him back on the deed. She wanted to know, do I have to go through that all again? And
if break up again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
277-9600, one line open if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, she loves him. Don't look like that. She loves him. There is such a thing as love, Haney. Now you're getting the kinder, gentler, softer Mike Chiannopoulos.
I've never heard that rears its head every once in a while.
This is the sensitive. No more Storm Chiannopoulos.
Here's
Stormy.
Line open right now if you want to talk to
me. I don't care if it's the man or the woman. I don't want to see somebody screwed
over.
Yeah,
but it's love.
That's right.
The heart wants what the heart wants, Annie. John on line
two. Does the heart really want to lose that asset?
Head doesn't.
I'm just saying that's one organ.
John, you're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, John. What do you got for us today?
I'm a Class A CDL driver, and last week in my car, I got a ticket running a stop sign, and I'm not sure what to do about it.
Well, you weren't in a commercial vehicle when you did it, were you?
No.
If you don't pay the ticket, you can either pay the ticket, in which case you'll be assessed points for a moving violation, because it was indeed, or you can not pay it and ask for a court date. You get a court date, you go to the court date, and sometimes if you have an otherwise clean driving record, you may be able to make a deal with the city attorney or the state's attorney to get that reduced to a non-moving violation and you pay the fines and the court costs. But that way, no points assessed onto your record. And that's
A CDL, that would be worth it, wouldn't it?
That's huge when you're talking about a CDL. I think the stop sign thing is only 2 points where, like, so others are many more points. But even on your CDL, I mean, that's the difference between getting and keeping a job and being unemployed with that CDL.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, thanks, Mike.
There you go. 277-9600. Remember, when we finish with a caller, if you're getting a busy signal, once we finish with a caller with Mike, it frees open a line. So if you want to call in, 277-9600. Bob on line three. Bob, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, Bob. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, thank you for your service, young man.
You're welcome, sir.
I was at the VA the other day and asking my friends and fellow Marine Corps vets, who should I call on a situation? They said, well, Mike Chiannopoulos helped them, and he's a vet. He's a disabled vet. He knows the ins and outs. Well, my problem is I have a percentage right now,
okay,
and I want to increase it due to I lost complete, being shot in the Marine Corps and everything else. I want to increase it because I lost total mobility of the arm now.
Okay.
I did my best to keep it from not being gone.
But you had a degenerative disorder where it was going to get worse over time no matter what.
Yeah, I got a steel plate and 33 screws holding it together.
Oh, man.
That doesn't sound like a good deal. But, yeah, you can do that. You just simply go and file an amendment seeking an upward adjustment based upon your continued increasing disability.
Now, would it be better to have your office do it for me?
No. What you do is you work with a USO, a uniformed service officer, and they do all of that with you. Really, you don't involve lawyers in that process unless and until you're denied and you need to file an appeal. That's really the only place you involve lawyers in the system. And the VSOs, veteran service officers, those guys are
great. We use
great.
American Legion, yeah.
Oh, those guys are great. But the VSOs at the VA there in Cape Coral, are simply outstanding. I mean, they're people that go out of their way. They're veterans themselves, and they really want to make sure the veterans get every penny they're entitled to, and they're very helpful.
Okay.
All right.
There
Thank you,
go,
you very much,
there
Mike.
You go, Bob.
All right, brother, good luck.
277-9600. Jennifer has been waiting patiently. Jennifer, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos. Oh, we just lost Jennifer. Jennifer, call back if I disconnect you. I didn't think I did.
Jennifer, you can hang up on Stan, just not me.
Here's Mike on line two. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, guys. Are you ready for the blue wave coming?
Uh-huh. 277. Did you
then.
In fact screen that? 277-9600. I did something with voting that I think you told me all to do, like when you first came in here years ago, with the judges, vote no.
Yeah, just vote
just
no.
Just vote them out.
Vote no on all those retentions. Because here's what happens. Judges are elected two ways. There are some judges that are elected every 6 years, like our circuit judges. County judges are also elected for a term, but appellate judges are appointed subject to a retention ballot. And I always vote no on the retention ballot because everybody's going to get retained. You're not, I mean, you got to do something really crazy to get the attention of enough people to vote you out on a retention ballot. And I vote no just so there's a little percentage there that they know somebody's watching them and mm-hmm. they'll keep working hard.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do every time. 277-9600. Here's Ken. Ken, you're on with Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Ken, what do you got for us today?
Well, I got a little assistance for you if you'd like to offer it out. I happen to be a veteran service officer.
Well, there you go.
And I'm right here. I heard Bob's story. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have these same issues.
Right.
So I'd like to give you my phone number. I'm in the Fort Myers area. I've got a great network. I'm with the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Outstanding.
Now, do you charge these veterans that come and see you, do you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Everything is 100% free. It's a service that, well, we're veteran service organization. That's the service
Ken,
we provide. Ken,
if you'd like to give your number over the air for anybody that might be listening that needs your assistance that are veterans, please give the number out.
You got it. It's 239-603-2785.
Appreciate it, buddy. Right. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. And if I can't handle something, Mike, I might just kick them your way.
All right. We'll work together.
There you go,
Thanks,
brother.
Thanks, Ken.
277-9600.
And, you know, there are so many injuries that maybe aren't even as severe as what the gentleman was talking about. But, you know, you get shot. A lot of times that can be a lifetime thing, especially if it's not taken care of right away. And as the years go by, you get aches and pains.
Believe it or not, being shot is the least of those kinds of damages. It's the,
I don't know. I was just thinking
about the compaction of your spine that wears out your discs and starts degeneration. It's the closed head traumas that seem mild at the time that are cumulative. It's the knees, the ankles, and the hips from running 5 miles a day.
That's what I was thinking about is my uncle, where it was shot, it was his knee and totally blew it out.
You know, that stuff is actually more harmful and dangerous to the soldier than being shot. In today's battlefield, you're less likely to be shot, and when you are, you have the best resources available.
My understanding is when the aim is good enough that it actually gets you at a joint, it can do some damage.
Yeah, one of them said, sir, doesn't being scared at, you know, I said, no, son, being shot at doesn't scare me at all. It's being shot that scares me.
Yep, shot at and shot are two different things.
Young Winston Churchill said there is nothing more exhilarating than being shot at and then being okay.
Right.
Here's Monty on line two. Monty, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Yes, I had a question about a nonprofit business. If you could open up, have a nonprofit at the same place you have a profit business.
At the same place. Yeah, but I got to ask. Well, never mind. I'll leave the full Monty jokes alone today. All right. Can you have them at the same place? Yes. They can share an address.
Seems like it would be tricky, though. You'd have to keep some good books.
Yeah, they have to have their own separate incorporation. They have to have their own separate bank accounts. They have to have their own separate officers. And in my opinion, if you're going to do that, You should not have any crossover officers, directors, members, or managers. So if Corporation A has 1, 2, 3 as directors, managers, et cetera, then Corporation B needs to have 4, 5, 6. They can't have 4, 5, and 3. That's going to be a problem, in my opinion. Now, is that the law that you can't do it that way? No. But since there are some penumbral areas, some shaded gray areas, I would be concerned about that, and I'd want to make it clear.
All right.
Okay, definitely. Thank you.
There you go. 277-9600. We just have a couple of minutes left with Mike.
I think it's a term that they use with government ethics issues to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
Yeah, well, that all depends on whose appearance.
But I'm talking about it in this case.
Somehow I see the presidential standard as being slightly lower than the one to which I'm held accountable as a mere lawyer.
Well, I think the presidential standard has never been greater than it is right now.
Hear, hear.
No, I was thinking, you know, if I had a wife, I might pick somebody like Monica first. I'm just saying.
Will you? Here's
Jeremy. Who's Monica?
Yeah, I've never heard of her.
She had a blue dress on. It.
Here's a
here's white terrible
Jeremy
stain
on line.
She must have been drinking milk.
One.
you,
Jeremy. Thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, Jeremy, Mike, how are you? It's another day at work. But I got a question. 6 child support payments left, but my daughter's 18. Court ordered. From the time she turns 18, I'm done. But if she goes to college, can she file child support?
No, you're done at 18, brother. And here's when you finish. Her 18th birthday or her high school graduation, whichever comes later, as long as if she's going to stay in high school past 18, she's reasonably believed to be graduating before her 19th birthday. So in other words, if she turns 18 and she's still got 2 weeks of school left, you're on the hook for the rest of that month.
All right.
Okay.
There
Thanks
you go.
Guys.
Mike, when did they start doing it? Because you talked about that before, because I know when I went through it, I had to file paperwork and everything, and you said it's self-executing now. When did they start doing that?
Really just a couple of years ago, and it's not the law that says it has to be that way. Well, the law does require certain things in it, but it's more kind of also a practice thing, because the judges here really want to see that, because it's them those people are going to come back and see. Those litigants are going to come back and see in 6 years, 10 years, 12 years, right? And the judges are like, I don't need repeat business, guys. Mm-hmm. So the judges have been instrumental in making that happen here in Lee County. And, you know, I wanted to tell the caller that look, just because that's when it's over, if you have an older court order, and if she's turning 18 now, you probably do. It's not self-executing, so what happens is you have to go file affirmative relief at the courthouse, and the judge will shut it off as of a certain date that she turned 18. And if you've overpaid, you should, and parentheses, underline, italicize, double score, should
have you
get your
ever,
money back.
Ever seen that happen?
No, but I still but I still believe in Santa Claus. Hey?
Yeah,
military star card, and with a $300 limit on it. Well, it went over its limit before I deployed to Iraq, and I was going to take care of it when we got home from deployment. But of course, my mind was on other topics, and I forgot about it. I got discharged out the military in 2012. Did not hear anything about it. Last year, June, I tried applying for a VA homeland and was denied. And then I got sent a letter from the Department of Defense saying that I owed them over $3,000 for it.
Oh.
Yep, that'll happen.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is there a way
you're talking about 8 years, right? You incurred that debt in 2000.
Yeah, well, that's a nice return on that card.
2010.
$300 and so $3,000.
You know, 8 years ago, and then the interest compounds interest. Remember, and it's a total APR, but they compound it monthly. So, yeah, you got some problems. Now, here's the thing. Is the statute of limitations run? Because the statute of limitations is 5 years in Florida. State stuff is going to govern that, even if it's filed in federal court. And so we get some stuff to talk about. Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, because they may not be able to do anything to you.
He'll give you a free phone consultation.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You betcha, buddy. All right. And that goes for anybody that needs to talk to you, and they can get a hold of you 24/7.
Right at that same number, 239-ASK-MIKE. If you call outside of normal business hours, you hear the greeting, the firm greeting, press 6, your call comes directly to me, and I answer it wherever I am.
Given that amount of money and that he was deployed, would there be any hope of reaching someone reasonable and yeah. saying, hey...
I believe so. And you know, sometimes the service credit unions are the worst. They're the hardest kind of on their own thing. But, yeah, there should be. And some of that interest should be forgiven and et cetera.
All right.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos, 239. Good to know there's Mike. Hope. He's here every Tuesday. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get your first look at traffic in just a moment here. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, and in about 30 minutes, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, film topic, obviously for today, Running for Office. These are all films where politics involved and people wanting to attain office. So we'll be doing that in about 30 minutes. But right now, let's get you updated on traffic. Our first look at traffic this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, both of these are in Fort Myers. First, we have an accident. South Tamiami Trail at Jamaica Bay Boulevard. And then this one appears to be a hit and run at an apartment complex. Fort Myers, Village Edge Circle at Lakewood Village. Hit and run. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, right before we play Stan's Name That Movie. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. I don't know if you've checked lately, but he is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's about to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Aw.
Guess what?
What?
I've got the most popular baby names of 2028.
Oh, 2028?
We'll explain.
In less than an hour.
Have you, well, of you probably have.
Yes, been, I have voted. Yes, I have.
I was asking if you've been to your coffee place.
Yeah, I've been to my coffee place.
Well, evidently, people are very pissed off at them.
Why?
Something to do with holiday cups.
Oh, yes! Okay, here's the deal. And I'm not going to get into ruin your story, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not happy. So they start, they debuted last week, the holiday cups, November 1st. These holiday cups were supposed to be part of your regular deal that you get, but they were reusable cups, and you'd get a dollar off. So I go to my coffee place. I know they got the reusables. Nope. The company gave them only 25. They were gone in about 3 minutes.
25?
25 cups. That was it. They were gone. Back to the throwaway paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to be able to find anything wrong with this one, Stan.
All right.
A fisherman rescues an 18-month-old boy from the ocean in a, quote, freakish miracle.
I see nothing wrong with it. The only thing I want to know, if it's just the man and the little boy who told the media. those stories. You know what? You know what? If you did that, we'd never know about it. The world would we'd know about it, but the world would never know about it because they wouldn't pick up the story. Somebody had to pick up that story.
And if I had to guess, I'd say it's the assistant rate
cue. Laughter. Can we have a little laughter today?
Oh, we're going to have lots of laughter because I know you're like me. My election coverage, MSNBC all the way.
Yeah.
It is a lot of laughs.
Mark.
Because they will say things like, nope, you're not dead. This is real.
Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Annie.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
See, the thing is, I'm going to just make a note of this. I had that thing cranked up in what I thought, it's going to blast my ears out. Nope. Turn down today.
No, he does it on purpose.
I know. He's up to something.
Dick.
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you aren't voting.
Top reasons you're not voting.
You're still waiting to be told how to think by your favorite celebrity. And, you know, they've looked into that, Stan, and when Jonah Hill came out hard for Claire McCaskill, that changed the whole race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at some point during this, just do me the favor. Just say, we'll have more top list after this. Just
now?
No, you could do a couple more, and then, like, you're going to take a break.
This is really for the Democrats.
Yeah.
Why bother voting when the outcome has been determined by Putin?
Yep. That's what you've all been saying. The outcome's already determined.
You no longer vote since charismatic politicians like Jeb Bush stopped running for office.
What energy.
The only people running are politicians. You don't go to a polling place that doesn't have a champagne room.
Damn right. Okay, Mama. It's all right, Mama.
We'll have more top list in a moment.
Howdy. Hi, I'm Spike. And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Even my minister.
I found that one finally.
Yeah. Top reasons you're not voting.
Yeah.
You don't care if you lose your health insurance, since that caravan of criminals and terrorists is going to murder you anyway. They'll be camping out on our front lawn.
Yep.
You can't be bothered to pull any lever that doesn't either release candy or give you a shot at winning.
Some guy just texted that that was a Bob and Tom bit.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? No, Bob and Tom stole it from us.
Yep.
We've been doing that bit since 1991.
And we got it first.
Sorry, idiot.
You know, Bob and Tom are weird because didn't their show get... Are they still on?
I have no idea.
But they got to a point that all they did was have comedians on and then say that was them.
Yep. And here's another little tidbit for you. When Bob and Tom would always go on vacation up in Indianapolis, all their people used to come down here and hang out on our show just to watch what we did and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So
Everybody steals from us.
Yep.
But that in particular isn't even our bit.
Nope. Just been using it for 25 years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was given to us in, what did you say, 1991?
1991. Uh-huh.
Yeah. 91.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top reason you aren't voting.
Yes.
Not one candidate is running on the issue that matters to you most. People putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What?
See you in Fort Myers, probably.
Yeah, that's what Bob and Tom's people used to say. Email.
And that's the port.
Clarkville. Email, ahoy. Where's
Why
Freddy?
Is the volume such...
Jeez.
That's it, baby.
Okay. Every day, it's at a different level. Every day.
I think it's just done to aggravate you.
Let's see. This is from our loyal listener, Lenny. Ahoy, guys. You know, my grandparents used to love old sayings and words of wisdom. But the one I enjoyed most was, measure twice, cut once. I can't tell you how many times I told my platoon when I was in the Army, and now as a civilian, these words of advice. It is always better to take the extra time to plan something out and do it right the first time than to screw it up and take even more time to fix. Signed, Lenny.
Now,
please listen, Junior.
I never commanded a platoon, but you know what Patton used to say?
What's that?
You never give your soldiers instructions. You give them objectives. And then let them surprise the hell out of you with their ingenuity.
Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome, Stan. And by the way, that was no car accident.
No. Guys, this is George. Life is harder than we were told growing up.
That is, yeah.
So I don't judge people who try to make life happier. All I ask is that whatever you do to accomplish that... Please don't hurt yourself or others. And enjoy. We don't have long.
Okay. Well, you're right. Nice, happy email. Thanks. It really perked me up.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. We knew there'd be one more shot at it. We knew there'd be one more shot. We thought yesterday, Election Eve...
Mm-hmm.
Today's election day. The polls are open. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
The Jesus. Guardian's election day address.
Yes, Guardian.
Jesus.
Yeah. and he's going to now speak to you naysayers out there. All right? Here, Guardian. He's going to... The heading of his email is, I really care. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I know there are some people out there that dislike my opinions.
Not many.
Jesus.
Yeah. There may be one or two.
Yeah, one or two.
I always see eye to eye with them.
Sure. But I think there are also a few people who like what I have to say.
Hear, hear.
I will not apologize for being passionate about my country. It's the greatest country in the world.
The Guardian built this country.
Yep. Built this country on rock and roll.
Jesus.
All you have to do is study history. There have been some great civilizations. And if we don't do the right things, we too will be just another civilization that failed.
Yep, we got to get through this fourth turning.
That's true. Do you know that there are tapes of Richard Nixon who truly believed that with gay marriage, gay rights, that we were falling into the same trap as the ancient Romans?
Mm-hmm.
That when they allowed that, that was the destruction of their country. Mm-hmm. And you can hear him drunk on a phone call talking about that.
Yep.
Another civilization that failed. It's just my nature. When I see BS, I have to say something. If you look back, there are certain issues that cause downfalls. Things like greed, power, money, and religion. We must use common sense and logic. So let's hope today everyone will use those tools and make sure we stay on a path to greatness. So if you don't like what I say, well, too damn bad. I'm way too old. You are. I'm way too old to worry if someone like me or not. What?
I don't know if that's you or him.
No, that's me. I'm too old to worry if someone likes me or not. Oh, and by the way, vote Republican. Vote for what's right, not some half-baked idea that's full of BS. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Love you, Guardian. Stan?
Haney?
Do we have 40 seconds?
Yes, we do.
I'd like to dedicate this to The Guardian.
Okay.
This will make him smile.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. And what is fascism? Fascism is private ownership, private enterprise, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? The conservative, so-called, is the one that says less government, get off my back, get out of my pocket, and let me have more control of my own destiny.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Reagan.
President God bless Reagan. You, sir.
We'll be back. Stan's Name That Movie coming up next. We've got stories about running for office, movies, 5 movie clips. We'll be back.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. 2 unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. 2 decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. But first, let's check some traffic, and then we'll play the game. We'll go over the prizes.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, San Carlos Boulevard at Three Oaks Parkway. And this one, it's on the board, and we're getting it from Road Watchers as well. Disabled vehicle, Fort Myers side, Midpoint Bridge. I guess it's westbound. An absolute mess.
You know, they should put out like a some sort of pamphlet or somebody for people that move here. Because I was just thinking about it when you said San Carlos Boulevard. If somebody's not from here, they might not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You tell somebody, yeah, meet me on San Carlos Boulevard or meet me on Winkler. You never know where they'll end up.
Not because there's multiple names.
Yeah, you could end up on the beach or you could end up in the park.
And you are up to date. Name that movie. Oh, we've got the political races going on now, and Hollywood has addressed that several times over the years. These are all movies about running for office. Some more difficult than others, some serious, some funny. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. If you do, you'll win a prize. We got five movie clips.
You know, you just pointed something out while we were talking. If aliens land on the moon, they're going to demand to speak to Richard Nixon and nobody else.
Yeah, because there's six lunar modules up there, and all of them have a plaque with his name on it.
Yeah, anything up there, it's all Nixon.
Yep, everything that's signed is Richard Nixon. It's truth. If you identify a film, you're going to have... We don't have a lot of prizes, but they're quality prizes. You could get a pair of tickets to The Taste of Bonita. Food, music. It's going to happen at Riverside Park down there in Bonita. Beautiful park. Beautiful band shell. November 17th. Headlining, former Bad Company lead singer Brian Howe. There'll be other stuff there that I'm sure music that you'll enjoy.
Will he be playing his new hit single?
You better believe it, that one?
No.
Which one?
Hot Tin Roof.
Oh, that's been out years. Oh. Yeah, I'm sure he will. How would you like, especially if you're like Junior, you want to go out on a hot date and show off your car to the ladies, or 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. Yeah, we'll give you a certificate. You can rent a car for 3 days. Drive around. Even if you're thinking about maybe getting a car, but you don't know how to handle it, take a 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. Or if you want to show off to the ladies, or you want to go on a trip or something, take a 3-day car rental.
There you go.
We have Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. And one copy only, whether you have a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox, we can take care of it.
Hey.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Why do we not have this, Junior?
Featuring the new single from Avenged Sevenfold, Mad Hatter.
Why can't Junior and I have that?
Very limited numbers.
You don't want it?
I don't want it. This is for the listener. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. It's for either the Xbox or the PlayStation 4.
But they didn't do a campaign. It's just different multiplayer modes.
All right. So there you go. There are the prizes. I'll release the phones after the first clip. These are all movies running for office. This one, I think, is the hardest. It's a remake, but probably to today's crowd, the most well-known. Name this movie.
We trust you with our technology, and suddenly you turn him into a common hitman.
How dare you? I trusted you with my son.
You didn't even ask us.
Don't lecture me. You swore to me that this was fail-safe.
Hey.
No leaks, no glitches, no dreams, no, not even a shadow of what was done.
You needed to ask before you acted.
Tom Jordan was going to destroy my son and everything I've worked for and every one of us along with it. And you wanted me to what? Call a meeting?
Look. In the larger course of history, there are key players and role players, Senator.
Bull. This is about my son and the future of this country.
I thought we understood each other.
I think we do. I think we really do. Your God is money.
And yours is?
No. I'm a believer. I am an optimist. I believe in the future. And people who do, the ones who make history instead of just sitting around watching it, no, they're willing to take the big risks. Yes, I made a decision. Oh, God, where are all the men anymore? My father, Tyler Prentice, never asked, is this okay? Is this okay? You know what I'm saying, Mark? He just did what needed to be done.
277-9600. Again, that was a remake, but it was also a box office hit. Name the movie.
I don't know the context, but I could not take another minute of her attitude.
No kidding. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul, can you name that movie?
Is it The Candidate?
No, it is not. What the? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Eric.
Eric, name the movie.
Is it Manchurian Candidate?
It is. The Manchurian Candidate. That was Meryl Streep right there, mouthing off.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah. What would you like?
You got tickets to Universal?
I don't have tickets. I've got taste.
Well, you
I appreciate
the
you
Why
asking.
Not?
I've got
worst you can do is say no.
I got Taste of Bonita.
You
I got
a, yeah, you know. You got a house or something I can have?
Yeah, I got Taste of Bonita. I got a 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. I've got...
What about a pony?
A barbecue saw. And I've got Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
I'll take Call of Duty.
Oh, you bastard!
All right, make sure you find out what gaming system you have, because I'm going to send you over to Junior and...
He knows.
And congratulations.
He knows.
Hold on. Hold on.
All right.
Taking
all right.
My game.
Call of Duty is off the board.
Man.
Movie clip number 2. It's all about running for office. Name this movie.
The first question will be from Jan Carl.
Senator, the news today requires us to ask you about the sudden change in your campaign style.
Come on.
Could you explain it?
Why are you here? Let's admit it. You're here because you're making a bundle, right?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you mean you're not here because you're getting paid a bundle of money. Come on. We got 3 pretty rich guys here getting paid by some really rich guys to ask a couple of other rich guys questions about their campaign. But our campaigns are financed by the same guys that pay you guys your money. So, I mean, what are we talking about? I could tell you stories about getting money from these guys that would pin your ears back. You have stories about me. I mean, I don't know about Hugh. Do you have that? I tell you, it's a club, so why don't we just have a drink? You? No?
Name the movie. 277-9600. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matt. I know it's Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern. Ahoy.
Talked himself
right out of it. I need the title of the film. I don't want to know who's acting in it. I'll tell you afterwards. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Can you name the movie?
Bullworth?
It is Bullworth. Yep, you better believe it, Warren Beatty. What would you like?
The Bonita.
Yep, Taste of Bonita.
Taste of Bonita.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on. All right, now we get to the funny stuff. Movie clip number 3. It's all about running for office. Name. This is a great movie. Name this movie. If you haven't seen it, I urge you to rent it. Great movie. Name it.
Will you stop whistling, please? I'm trying to sleep over here.
Sleeping too much is a sign of depression.
Yeah, well, you keep whistling and I'll put a depression in your skull.
We've got damn near 8 hours before we get to the library. I'm just trying to stay alert.
Well, I hate that song.
So do I.
I made up words to the damn thing.
What?
I made up words to Hail to the Chief. I sing them to myself every time they play it.
I made up words to it, too.
Yeah, let me hear yours.
No, you go first.
No, you do yours and I'll sing mine.
Hail to the chief, he's the chief and he needs hailing. He is the chief, so everybody hail like crazy. Hail to... That's more or less... Okay, well, let's hear your version, Gershwin.
No.
Well, what do you mean, no? I sang mine.
I know, you're an idiot.
That is such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this? Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with your phones.
It's all copper.
It sounds like user error to me.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Donnie.
Donnie, can you name the movie?
My Fellow Americans?
It is My Fellow Americans. Jack Lemmon and James Garner.
President Haney.
Yep. That is such, if you haven't seen that movie, I urge everybody to see it. It is great.
Yeah, it's a good one.
What would you like?
Could you run me through what you have again?
Yeah, I got Taste of Bonita. I've got a 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. I've got Stan and Haney barbecue saw.
Let's do the barbecue saw.
You betcha. Hold on. movie clip. This guy like this. Movie clip number four. Again, it's all about running for office since today's election day. Name this movie and get yourself a prize.
You gotta fight for your right to vote! That's one small step for man, one giant. I have a dream!
Yeah!
Power to the people! Burn, baby, burn!
Oh, Mike.
Hey, fellas! Yeah. Kill Whitey!
No!
Yeah, that was made in a time when that was funny.
Yep. Ain't anymore.
Nope.
It's
on the ballot.
277-9600. Name that movie. I love that movie, too. Go ahead here. Ahoy, who's this? No, the phones are broken. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Tim, can you name the movie?
Is it Black Sheep?
It is Black Sheep. Yep. What would you like?
I have a dream.
Yep. Burn, baby, burn.
How about the Taste of Bonita?
You got it. Hold on. All right, we got one more. This is my favorite. Name the movie, and you'll get a prize. We still have Taste of Bonita. We still have a three-day car rental from Naples Nissan. We have Baba Kusaw. Name this movie and win a prize.
That is totally taken out of context.
Well, not really. I mean, you punched that baby.
Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
How is your hand?
I can't even make a fist.
Ugh.
I tell you right now, though, I'm so angered by seeing that, I wish I could go out and punch that baby again.
Look, we're getting killed here, and you're the best campaign ad guy in the business.
I think I got something that's going to help. So what we tried to do here is take a negative, okay? Your recent scandals and show the positive side of that negative. Take a look.
Cam Brady has come under fire for getting it on with this woman, Shayna St. Croix, a former professional cheerleader and part-time aerobics instructor who can do this and this.
Yes, she can.
Okay.
Shouldn't our leaders be men we admire? We can go into all the great things Cam's done as a congressman, or we can just show some more of this little honey. Vote for Cam Brady, a real American man.
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. And Shayna's going to love it, too. She looks so damn hot in it.
Jesus, Cam.
Well, let me tell you something. This spot tested through the roof with men.
I knew it.
Now, here's the downside. Horrible numbers of women.
You don't say.
Horrible. Yeah.
That's not a surprise to me.
Worst we've ever seen.
You're kidding me.
No.
All right.
Worst as in?
In the history of numbers.
Me. Yeah, that's lower than I thought.
You're kidding me.
Name the movie. Win a prize.
Oh, love it.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Nick.
Nick, name the movie.
Is it The Campaign?
It is The Campaign. What would you like?
Bonita?
Yep.
Taste of Bonita?
You got it, buddy. Hold the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. You're welcome. Haney, will you give me a nice, strong, powerful outro like you mean it? You know, put some, you know. What? Always disappointed.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to politics. Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to religion.
That's not a bad idea.
You're not supposed to do either.
Oh.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll do some traffic and
news. Let's have some fun.
But, whoa, wrong one there, buddy boy.
You see, you know...
Junior didn't know about what...
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of times when we teach the children, we end up learning things all over again ourselves.
I asked him, I said, did you ever see All in the Family? He said, no, never saw it.
He doesn't know who Archie Bunker is.
Here you go. Here's a little something. Here you go.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen, boy. I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home. Oh, readers, the Democrats is doing a whole... The Democrats. Now, you put them in there. That's the face you had on you when you come back in the polls. Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas, so we're going to have to walk it.
The Reader's Digest says walking is very good for you.
Oh, ain't that lovely? The Reader's Digest can always put a little joy into poverty. Listen, my whole point is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that? It's a conspiracy there. Listen. For years, all our lives, they've been telling us to go out and buy stuff that use energy. You know, all electrical stuff. Like electric toasters, electric ovens, electric stove, electric stereo, electric TV, electric race, electric hair blower, electric knives, electric every damn thing. Not to mention the cars. And now, after all the big corporations there make the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits, signals, wham, they're changed. And after telling us for years that we can't live without this junk, now they tell us that we gotta live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
The truth.
It's the truth. I mean, seriously, Zito was talking about it. He says, why isn't Netflix showing this thing? Why isn't every single episode online to watch? I mean, you would sit there and binge watch it.
I know he's a hero of yours.
I remember as a young boy, that was pretty much the only time I had with my dad was watching Welcome Back, Kotter, All the Family.
Yeah.
And that was it. And when Edith died, then there was, what was it, Archie's Place
Archie
or whatever?
Archie Bunker's Place, yeah.
And it was Archie Bunker's Place where he had his greatest line ever. Because what was that, like his granddaughter?
Yeah, a little Steffi.
Steffi.
And she was at the bar, and Archie's sitting there, and she goes to Archie, where do babies come from? And he sits there, and you just see the look on his face. And then he gathers himself, and he goes, well, sweetheart, the fact of the matter is, nobody knows.
And she believed it and went
up.
Little Steffi was in a band called the New Radicals and had a huge hit.
Yep.
Huge hit.
They grow up so fast.
They do grow up so fast.
Wasn't it a shame, though, when little Steffi's father was caught picking the money off the money tree?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that hurts.
Because he was a deadbeat.
He was a bum.
Yep.
Do you know what band Beta O'Rourke was in?
Who's Beta O'Rourke?
He's running against Ted Cruz in Texas. He was supposed to have been
they
in
call
a punk
him Bozo.
Yeah, in a punk band, and I guess I could look it up.
Isn't it Beta F O'Rourke?
Yeah, I think his name is Robert Francis O'Rourke,
something like that.
Yeah, it is Robert Francis O'Rourke, but he calls himself Beta
RFK.
Beta.
All right, let's do some traffic.
You call him Bozo.
Yeah, well, that's what my friends over at Fox call him, Bozo. Bozo O'Rourke.
Boy, I'd like to have some of that Hannity money.
Yep.
Now, K-Rock.
All right, let's see what we got going on here. Crash, Daniels Parkway at Treeline Avenue, and then still working that whole mess at the Midpoint Bridge, Fort Myers side westbound. Disabled vehicle originally, and it's just backed up. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30.
Yeah, he played bass with a punk band. And that was in 93, and I guess they toured a little bit.
Ooh, makes me want to vote for him.
Really?
Not. That's Texas.
And then when that didn't work out, he worked as a male live-in nanny.
So sick.
And then he worked as an art mover.
Pathetic. Never had a decent job in his life. You're going to vote for him to run Texas.
A nanny.
A nanny.
A nanny.
Yep. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is World News Tonight with Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight, Barbara Walter, special reports. Tonight, a comment from Howard K. Smith, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, Rollvember, sick.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know. You know, when we're children, our parents pointed objects and explain, this is called this. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. But you don't know where they came from.
What, were these objects?
Yes. Like a pencil. You don't find out that came from a tree until much later.
Oh, yeah.
But you know it's a pencil.
Yep.
Well, the same is true of the jock strap. You know what it is. Yep. You know what it does.
Thank God for it.
But when did they come up with that? And why?
I would assume athletics. The first groin pull, the first testicle tug, they said jock strap. Right?
The jock strap was invented in 1874. The reason? It was to save the reproductive ability of bicycle jockeys, as they would make deliveries on the cobblestone streets of Boston.
God help me.
There's got to be something. Well, sir, step right up, young man. You want to reproduce? Here you go. In Monopoly.
Well.
What happens when one lands on free parking?
You collect $100. I don't know. You get something, don't you?
I always thought it was $200.
All right, $200.
In the official Monopoly rules, the reward for landing on free parking is officially nothing at all.
That's crap.
Nobody plays that way, though.
Thank you.
Can you name, Stan, the first and only G-rated movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Wow. It's got to be two things, and maybe they're included. It has to be a Disney movie and or a production, like a Broadway thing that became a movie. And maybe it's both.
The first and only G-rated movie to win Best Picture.
May I have some more, please?
Oliver!
in 1969, Oliver.
Which was a stage production.
And it really was a marker as you went from the 60s to the 70s. So in 1969, the first G-rated picture wins.
Oliver.
And 1 year later, the only X-rated movie.
I know that one.
To win Best Picture.
Midnight Cowboy.
Starring
our friend John Voight and Dustin Hoffman. That is such a powerful film. That film really is.
You're right. You know, never look at gruel the same way again.
Oh, Ratso Rizzo. I'm walking here.
When I say Amazon, something immediately comes to mind.
Yes. How much did I make today?
But Amazon, they had to pick a name at some point, and Amazon was not the first choice. As a matter of fact, it progressed further than just an idea. They were going to call it something else and then change their mind.
What?
Relentless.
What?
To this day, if you go to relentless.com, it redirects you to Amazon's homepage.
Try that, Junior. Relentless.com and see if it brings up Amazon.
Hopefully you won't have to spell it for him.
Yeah. It does? Okay.
Well, I just told you. Why would you doubt me?
A couple of times when you've told me about these great apps or something or this great website, it's like not working or they took it down or something's changed. I want to see if it works now. Because what I will do is put that as my favorite when I go and do stuff, and it'll send me right to Amazon. No, I better not, because standandhandy.com should be your favorite.
Mm-hmm. That's how you should do it. Evidently, there's a website called Nameberry, and they just put together a list of the most popular baby names of 2028.
How do they even know what the hell a popular 2028? You said this during the headlines.
Well,
it made no sense.
Let me put on my politician's hat then. Stan, I'm glad you asked me that question.
Thank you.
It's based on current trends and patterns of how names go in and go out of style. Based on that, here are the top 10 girls' names a decade from now.
Muriel.
Charlotte.
Dorothy.
Amelia.
Okay, that's a popular name now.
Harper.
Jeez.
Emma. Olivia, Evelyn, Mia, Aria, Ava, and Sophia.
Some of those are from the olden days.
Mm-hmm. And the boys' names?
Stan.
No. Liam.
Yeah, from Taken.
I have certain skills.
Mateo.
Oh, come on.
Maverick.
Yeah. Maverick. I like that. Maverick.
Noah. Lincoln. Lucas. Henry. Theodore.
Theodore.
Jackson with an X.
What?
And coming full circle, Oliver.
Oliver.
Oliver. Oliver. Does whatever in Oliver. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
What's the matter?
I can't get Oliver out of my head.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that great? Do you know that that was on the Ed Sullivan Show the night the Beatles premiered, that Davy Jones was in Oliver?
Was he?
And did it on the Ed Sullivan stage.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Mo?
Mo!
Catch him!
Catch him!
Hold him!
Hold him!
Pounce him! Trounce him! Pick him up and bounce him!
Yeah. Wait! Before we put the lad to task, may I be so curious as to ask his name?
Oliver!
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 Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver!
Oliver!
He won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down and feed him on cockroaches served in a...
Oliver!
Oliver!
May I have some more?
More gruel?
Oliver!
How
can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
All right. That's enough.
Do you know something that you need to put in for the end of the show? I don't see it there. Usually goes about 5-6 minutes.
Is he here today?
I don't know. Oliver.
Some more, please.
You are very upset at your coffee place.
You damn right I am.
And you're not the only one. Starbucks kicked off the holiday season last Friday by giving out free reusable red cups to people.
They were gone.
And anyone with one of those holiday cups would get 50 cents off holiday drinks for the rest of the year. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yes. More, please.
I'll have some more.
But I don't even understand the point of it, because the stores didn't have anywhere near the amount needed.
My store had 25 of them when they opened.
Stores gave them all out within minutes of opening up.
Yup, ridiculous.
So now people are upset because they didn't get their free reusable cup.
What does Starbucks have to say about this?
They have been bitching all over the internet about it.
Yes.
And their answer? Well, you know, if you didn't get one of those cups.
Yeah.
Well, you can buy them for $2.50.
No.
You see, they've been miraculously restocked and are readily available for $2.50.
Unbelievable. You know, they're the ones that, all about nature and going to do away with plastic straws and all of this crapola. And what better to help with the earth than to have a reusable cup?
They've been telling me all my life I can't live without all this stuff, and now they tell me I got to.
That's right, Arch.
Ah.
Who is calling me right now? This is a... I'm getting a robocall right now to go and
I wonder
vote.
If it's Rick Scott.
Oh, you want me to find out?
Yeah, why not?
Hello? Hello? Hi.
Who is it?
Yeah. I am fine. I am a radio broadcaster, and I'm on the air, and thank you so much. Oh, she hung up fast when I told her that.
Who was it?
Something about, can we look at your car insurance?
Oh, no, we don't have time right now.
I mean, I'd really like to, break it down for her, but...
Yeah, why not? See if you can... chip away at that old deductible, yeah.
Yeah, that deductible on
there.
That's
a fun way to spend time.
I know my insurance agent listens to this show, and don't worry, dear, I hung up on her. Well, she hung up on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with my service.
We told you, as you pointed out, Stan, last year, Pringles made potato chips with different Thanksgiving flavors, but only as a test. They weren't for sale. Evidently, the test went well, because this year, they're selling them. Hmm. You can get a pack of three Thanksgiving flavors, turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie.
I prefer a pecan, and I like a good spiral cut ham.
Now, much like the great offer from Starbucks, there is a catch. If you find turkey-flavored Pringles potato chips, stuffing-flavored potato chips, and pumpkin pie potato chips exciting, you can have them, but they'll cost you $15. You have to buy them online. They go on sale at 11:59 p.m. tonight, and they will not be in stores. That's the only way to get them.
All right. I'm sorry about this, Haney. I don't think it's a minute 25. Yep.
Are you really having to take charge like that?
I'm going to have to.
Because we delegate this responsibility.
I understand that. And it's flawless. But he's
this
not,
is not the day
he's
for
not
this.
Here today.
This is not the day for this.
He's thinking blue wave.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, don't know much about this next young man, other than he's not going to be climbing the old corporate ladder at McDonald's. 19-year-old David Gomez-Beltran.
Well, there's the first problem right there, hyphenated last name.
Well, that's fairly common in Mexico, I think.
Is it?
Is this
where this story takes place? In Mexico?
It doesn't have to take place in Mexico.
So he's here.
Yes. On Thursday night, David Gomez-Beltran reported to his shift at a McDonald's in San Antonio.
Okay.
And his manager promptly sent him home because he showed up late.
Yep.
See, that was to teach him something.
Teach him a lesson.
He didn't understand that.
You'll learn to be prompt next time.
So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, he headed to a different McDonald's about 5 miles away and robbed the place.
Isn't that great?
He was still in his uniform, so when he went into the McDonald's, he said his store had sent him to help with the dinner rush. Yeah, see, if he was a little more advanced, he'd go, hey, heard you guys were in the weeds.
Yeah.
When the manager there took him in the back room because he insisted he fill out paperwork because he didn't know who he was, he pulled a gun and demanded all the money in the safe. He got away with about $1,500. Police somehow were able to locate the suspect at his apartment home the next day. Somehow they figured out who did it.
Tracked him down.
And he was arrested for aggravated robbery. And I imagine this may result in a suspension from his home store.
I think it might.
At the very least, a stern talking to.
Yeah. We'll give him another chance.
Well, that's the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation. Will Bailey out. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, November 6th.
Double M X V Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
did you see that?
What?
The guy that beat the prison guard was bailed out by the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation.
Yeah. Our buddy John Kuhn sent us a story from, I believe, Canada, where this hot chick was on trial for stabbing somebody who she didn't know to death.
Well, and she didn't know him.
And the judge took a look at her. Hot.
Yeah.
Let her go.
Yeah, she didn't know the guy. Couldn't have been, you know, some sort of hot-blooded crime of passion. She didn't know the guy.
Yeah.
And she'll always remember the guy that got her off.
Yeah. Stan. 96 K-Rock. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Visit them there.
We'll be back.
Walk and roll. Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood.
You've been in the radio business.
It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is
well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96K.
Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman coming up. Let's shut up. Let's get a look at traffic, and then we'll find out what's coming up on the show.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, just a couple of things. Disabled vehicle, North Fort Myers, shut up. Pondella Road and Piney Road. And then this
big Piney Road.
Squirrel glands. Mm-hmm. Lehigh Acres got a crash. Richmond Avenue North and Wilkins Street. And you are up to date. Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman coming up. Hey, Dave.
Did you
vote today?
Nope. Sure didn't, buddy. Nope.
Why not?
There's things that have happened in the past.
Are you saying you're a felon?
No, but
then you should be able to vote.
I've been convicted, but I have also
what?
Had it expunged, you know what I'm saying, over time. I got it wiped off the record, you know what I'm saying?
So then you should be able to vote.
I've had decent lawyers throughout my life.
You're too lazy to vote.
No, I was working and didn't have time to vote.
I'm sure Ron would have given you, with the 1 hour that you put in a day,
shut
he
up.
Would have given you time to go and vote. And you could have early voted, and you could have voted by mail. Why didn't you vote, Dave?
I don't have an address anymore. I literally,
okay.
I don't. No, I really.
Why were you telling Stan he's going to be a cosmetologist?
Yeah, why was that?
Because he's out there just whining like a little bitch. And I said, why don't you go into cosmetology?
Oh.
I just asked you, did you vote?
And did you really date a white girl named LaDonna that was smoking hot?
Yeah, I sure did, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah. And why always, you know, at that time, I was always going for like the short chicks.
Yeah, you got a type.
You know, but, you know, I've gotten rid of that. And now I'm. You know, up with the
6
calls.
O'clock, Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman.
Well over 5 feet you're looking at now.
Oh, at least. Yeah, 5. Are you going to do this to me?
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I used to date a guy who was really into comic books. Like, he loved all the superhero movies. Every time a superhero movie came out, he'd make me go see it with him. And I'm not going to do that anymore. Because all those movies are the same movie, right? The titles all sound the same. It's always like Green Canteen versus Crab Rangoon. I wish I could just beam it into every boyfriend's head. When you make your girlfriend see comic book movies, you're giving her 2.5 hours to think about who else she should be dating. You know? I know I don't speak for everybody on this, though. I know there are women who like superhero movies. I've just never met one of them. Are there any here? What are your lives like? I just want to know. You must be drowning in dick. I mean, you must have just a million boyfriends. Thank you for your service. Yeah. You know, I just had to draw a line in the sand for myself. It's no more 3-hour movies about Happy Meal toys fighting on a rock.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this laughter. Can we have a little laughter today?
Oh, we're going to have lots of laughter because I know you're like me. My election coverage, MSNBC all the way.
Yeah.
It is a lot of laughs.
Mark.
Because they will say things like, yeah. Nope. You're not dead. This is real.
Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Annie?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
See, the thing is, I'm not just making note of this. I had that thing cranked up in what I thought it's going to blast my ears out. Nope. Turn down today.
No, he does it on purpose.
I know. He's up to something.
Yeah.
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you aren't voting.
Top reasons you're not voting.
You're still waiting to be told how to think by your favorite celebrity. And, you know, they've looked into that, Stan, and when Jonah Hill came out hard for Claire McCaskill, that changed the whole race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at some point during this, just do me the favor. Just say, we'll have more top list after this. Just
now?
Yeah, no, you could do a couple more, and then, like, you're going to take a break.
This is really for the Democrats.
Yeah.
Why bother voting when the outcome has been determined by Putin?
Yep. That's what you've all been saying. The outcome's already determined.
You no longer vote since charismatic politicians like Jeb Bush stopped running for office.
What energy.
The only people running are politicians. You don't go to a polling place that doesn't have a champagne room.
Damn right. Okay, Mama. It's all right, Mama.
We'll have more top list in a moment.
Howdy. Hi, I'm Spike. And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Mmm.
Even my minister.
I found that one, finally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Top reasons you're not voting. You don't care if you lose your health insurance, since that caravan of criminals and terrorists is going to murder you anyway. They'll be camping out on our front lawn.
Yep.
You can't be bothered to pull any lever that doesn't either release candy or give you a shot at winning.
Some guy just texted that that was a Bob and Tom bit.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? No, Bob and Tom stole it from us.
Yep.
We've been doing that bit since 1991.
And we got it first.
Sorry, idiot.
You know, Bob and Tom are weird because didn't their show get... Are they still on?
I have no idea.
But they got to a point that all they did was have comedians on and then say that was them.
Yep. And here's another little tidbit for you. When Bob and Tom would always go on vacation up in Indianapolis, all their people used to come down here and hang out on our show just to watch what we did and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So
Everybody steals from us.
Yep.
But that in particular isn't even our bit.
Nope. Just been using it for 25 years.
Yeah. Sorry. It was given to us in, what did you say, 1991?
1991. Uh-huh.
Yeah. 91.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top reason you aren't voting.
Yes.
Not one candidate is running on the issue that matters to you most. people putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Myers, probably. What?
See you in Fort Myers, probably.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.